The problem is a lot of what people think about in their head is not true. And I don't mean delusional. I mean, it's not true. Their life is filled with all kinds of horrific fucking things that have never happened yet. But they've expanded them out so far that they reach into the far corners of their entire life. So everywhere they go is this myriad of catastrophic events that have never occurred, but they're bracing themselves for them and they're waiting with weapons or shields in case they show up. That's a guaranteed way to fail at life. Like, if you want to look at it, you suck at life. If that's what you're doing, you suck at being you. This is one of my favorite podcasts because these are literally off the cuff. Somebody gave me static about caffeine, by the way. Motherfucker, I love caffeine. Caffeine. Give me it all. Give me it all. I want it. The benefits of caffeine by far outweigh anything else. If anyone tells you otherwise, you got fucking snowed. Do not listen to people like that. Run as far away as you can from motherfuckers like that tell you caffeine is the devil and it hurts you and it's bad for you. It'll change your life if you stop drinking caffeine. Get the fuck. It has so many wonderful attributes. One of the minor ones is a spike in energy. The diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, all these things, cancer, liver, glycogen. I could go on and on about the physiology, but anyway, this isn't about caffeine. It just pisses me off when I see people giving anecdotal bullshit evidence because they don't like it because their life burnt to the fucking ground and they need a scapegoat. Anyway, all right. So listen, I spent about 4 hours thinking about my vision. And it was right before. So on Mondays, I do a closer call. And my closer call is I teach people how to get their head right around sales, but then tactics and strategies on how to do it properly. Not just a bunch of excitement and, you know, if you just do this and you visualize it and you sing kumbaya and dance around this fire, you're magically going to make a bunch of money. No, I teach you how to do it right. I mean, like when I talk about my vision, the problem is a lot of what people think about in their head is not true. And I don't mean delusional. I mean, it's not true. Their life is filled with all kinds of horrific fucking things that have never happened yet, but they've expanded them out so far that they reach into the far corners of their entire life. So everywhere they go is this myriad of catastrophic events that have never occurred, but they're bracing themselves for them and they're waiting with weapons or shields in case they show up. That's a guaranteed way to fail at life. Like, if you want to look at it, you suck at life. If that's what you're doing, you suck at being you. And it's not meant to be offensive. Get better. It's a skill set. You've had all this practice at being a terrible fucking person and visualizing all the negative things in the world because that's what the world tells you to do. You're inundated in an indoctrination camp called school. And then you go one step further into college and fuck your mind up there as well. And then come out with all this debt where they tell you you're never going to pay it back. And you spend 30 years paying off your student loans while trying to earn money as a bank teller that has nothing to do with your liberal arts degree. So listen, you're being peppered with all of the stuff to keep you at the bottom. No wonder your mindset's broken. You can't make money if your head's not right. You can have all the tactics in the world. If your head's not right, you won't make the money. If your head's right, but you don't have the tactics, you won't make the money. You need both. But in order to do that, you have to know where you're going. A lot of you guys have no idea where you're going. So like when I say I was visualizing my life, I mean, like I was visualizing my new life. Like I actually see it, touch it, taste it, smell it. I feel it. I know what clothes I'm wearing. I know where I'm sitting. I know what I see when I look at my phone and I pull up my banking app and I know how many zeros are after that number. And I know exactly what it feels like to have every aspect of whatever that is that I'm visualizing. And I think that's where people screw up because like I said to my wife, if I need to control my thoughts, because that's what it comes down to. You need to control your thoughts. If I need to control my thoughts, so do millions of others. It's not the inner bitch that gets in your way or the hate voice. It's your life that gets in the way. So I looked at my life and I saw that 100% of the time, anytime my life was miserable, so was I. Anytime my life was catastrophic, so were my thoughts. Anytime my life wasn't working the way I wanted it to, neither were my thoughts. There was cognitive dissonance in abundance in my head where I was thinking one thing, doing another, and neither one were doing the right thing. And they were taking me in opposite direction and neither direction was the right one. So 60,000 thoughts. That's what I want you to think. 60,000 thoughts a day. That's the average number of thoughts that a human being has every day. And that's, you know, there's a whole bunch of things. Like, that's a ton of shit going through your head. And that's, it is what it is about 60,000 thoughts. You're not controlling the number of thoughts. You're controlling what the thoughts are. But the problem is programming and conditioning and mindset and all the things that have come in to control that computer that sits between your ears. And all of this stuff you've heard before. Like, what I'm about to tell you, you've heard it before. And when you hear it again, you're going to ask, what the fuck am I doing? Like, that's what you're going to ask in about the next 10 minutes. You're going to just question everything you're doing, because what you're doing is creating a life that you fucking hate. Like, 60,000 thoughts a day isn't the problem. That's not. What's disconcerting is that for 99% of the people out there, they're the same thoughts as they had yesterday, and they're not negative. They're crippling and completely consuming. They become almost obsessive about things that haven't happened. Like, you guys are thinking thoughts that you would never wish on people that you don't like. You're thinking about things that haven't happened. You're worried about things that worrying, by the way, is basically asking God for a bunch of shit that you don't want. Like, you really want to freak yourself out? I'll help you out. This is what you're going to do. Get a little notepad or grab your phone, use the Notes app or anything like that. And for an entire week, write down as many of the thoughts that you have as possible, as often as you have them. And this is how you do it. I mean, everything. Like, write down every damn thing that goes through your head and as often as those happen, from the minute you open your eyes to the minute you fade out at the end. Do that for 1 week. Now, I realize the Heisenberg uncertainty principle behavior that's observed changes, but that's irrelevant. You're going to see a trend. I promise you, you're going to see this trend. Remember, you're writing down every single, like, the second your little eyes flutter open in the morning because you didn't hit snooze. If you hit snooze, you're not going to like me very much. All the way until the end of the day. And if you go, well, that's a lot of work and I don't have the time for that, then you don't have the time to succeed either, because if you can't control processor running the processes, you can't control what's going to happen. You have to control the computer that's telling the machine what to do. I'm going to blow your mind on this podcast, but what you're going to see is a trend. The trend is this: the work days are all about fear and doubt and envy, and the non-work days are all about escaping the work days. I promise you, you're going to see this. I know, because I've done this with myself and I've done this with thousands of people. Like, just so you understand, people join my program. They join the Spartan Army. They join the Wolfpack because they want to change their life. The byproduct is, when they join the Wolfpack, they're also going, how do I make $1 million business inside of 12 months? And I take them from zero to that point. But the Wolfpack is also for life. You pay me once, you join my program once, and I take care of you and your entire fucking family for the rest of your life. I show you everything. I let you into my inner sanctum and I teach you how to do every single thing in my life, so you have the exact same thing I do and better. I don't teach you how to replicate me. I teach you how to better you and improve you and blow past. That makes me happy as a coach. And if your coach isn't doing that, and if your coach is just sitting there telling you dated shit and how to, you know, giving away scholarships or whatever bullshit goes on, dude, you're getting smoked on money, man. There is not a single person you can not ask in my program that hasn't made a ton of money, but bypass that. They haven't changed their life. These guys have changed their lives so much. Don't take my word for it. Message anybody. And I'm not that guy. So I have this secret list. I don't tell anybody. We have a special client list. Fuck, you want to talk to any of my clients, talk to them. So I want you to think about this, right? Go back to your thinking. Go back to your thoughts. On your work days, you think about fear, doubt, and envy. All the things you want, all the things you hate doing, and all the worry you have about things that might possibly happen. And on your days off, the days where you're not at your job that you already hate, you're thinking about how to escape that job that you hate. You're watching TV, you're eating a bunch of nachos, you're playing video games, you're drinking a bunch of booze, you're distracting yourself with a bunch of noise. And the entire time when you wake up, you start shit-talking yourself. You're looking for approval and acceptance, and you're just shit-talking your entire life, basing the opinion of yourself on the opinions other people have of you, and then you go along with it. So here's what I want you to do. If you're married, you're married. If you're not, but if you're married, sit down with your spouse. Sit down with your wife, if you're a guy. Sit down with your kids. Sit down with your loved ones. Would you? Like, would you sit down with your wife and your kids and your loved ones and shit talk them for 16 hours, like just all day, and oscillate between shit talking them and begging them for someone? Why are you doing that to yourself? Don't tell me you're not. It's what you're doing. And if you go, well, it's not that simple, that's your fucking problem. Is you just keep looking for a way to argue against the facts that will change your life because you don't want to do the work. It's not that it's hard. It's that you don't want to do it because you're afraid it's going to destroy your house of cards of excuses so you can stay where you are. Half the time, you motherfuckers are afraid of what other people are going to think of you. What the hell do you care? When you die, a year from then, nobody's going to even know who the fuck you are. What are you worried about these people for? Like, humans shit talk themselves all the time. All the time. Like, you guys, you wake up desperate for acceptance and approval and acknowledgement externally. And then you dream and talk about wanting a situation that you don't have, either good or bad. Like, you dream about bad things happening to you and hoping that they don't. And you dream and wish for good things happen to you and wonder why they don't happen because you keep shit talking yourself and the universe goes, you're not ready, son. And you keep asking for bad things. You keep worrying about it. Every time you worry about it, you're going, please, 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 can I have more of this? Just so you know. Okay? Like, how many times a day do you stop and control your own dialogue? That's the question you want to ask. How many times a day do you stop and control your own dialogue? Because most of you are just overly concerned about what you're going to say next and what somebody else is going to think about what you say, including yourself. Worst part is this. Every time you say something or every time you do something, you will come away, a lot of you guys, you'll come away from a situation and you'll go sit down or on the drive home or sitting at dinner or watching TV or whatever it is you're doing. You'll spend the next 4 hours in a monologue about what you should or shouldn't have done, what you should or shouldn't have said. And then you charge yourself like with all this emotion. Like, you just supercharge all these thoughts with all this emotion all day, and it's all negative. And the universe and God goes, here you go. There's more of it. You keep asking. A lot of people have a tendency, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking. If this triggers you, this is because you know I'm right. Because I've done this. I've done this. Listen, if you want to change your life and you want to get your shit right and you want to make millions of dollars and have the body and have the marriage and have the life and get your head right and stop staring at the ceiling all night, wondering how bad your day is going to be tomorrow, then you need to listen to this entire podcast, like from cover to cover. Because a lot of you guys, you defend and validate your current life to yourself, to your friends, to your spouse, your kids, to your fucking dog. But what you're saying is incongruent with what you're thinking. You have nonstop cognitive dissonance 24/7, 365, and you wonder why your life sucks. Like, you and your mind and your brain, you and your brain are alone. You get that, right? It is you and what's between your ears. You're alone. Everything outside of you is noise and distraction until it turns off. And then you're alone again, which means 24/7, 365, you're always alone with your mind and your brain. You can call them the same thing. It doesn't. Everything else is just this noisy distraction. So you get defensive about your life, your business, your body, your money, your relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the problem is in your own head. You want something different. You want something different. You get defensive because you don't like being wrong. Listen, nobody likes being wrong. I fucking hate being wrong. I hate to fucking lose. And I'll go to war to keep myself from losing. But if I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. And then I fix it and move the fuck on. The biggest mistake I've made, one of them, is just fighting to prove that I'm right, even though I know I'm wrong. It's a coward's move and it costs you so much, but that's what you do inside your own head. Like, you want something different. So let's just get this out in the open. You stubborn, stubborn fucks. Like, I love you guys, but you're trying to sell yourself on acceptance of where you are while defending that house that you're in, right? In your mind, that house that you're in, against the words of other people who call you out, or things you see that call you out, or actions that call you out, or people that are successful that are indirectly calling you out because you're not there, but you want what they have, while you wish for something different and worry about not getting it. That's where you live. Do you have any idea how chaotic that is? Like you create this massive battle inside your head and it's going nowhere because you're battling self against self. Imagine if your immune system did that, you'd be fucked. 60,000 thoughts a day, man. Like if you controlled these conversations, you'd be in a different place doing what you keep wishing for. That's it. Instead of spending your day doubting your own capabilities and shit-talking your own life to anybody that would listen, including yourself. Just ask yourself, do you lay awake at night and think negative thoughts? Do you drive around and think negative thoughts? Do you drive around and not have any thoughts? You go, I don't really think about anything. That's your problem. Yes, you are. Your subconscious is running 24/7, 365. It's always running. If you aren't where you want to be, it's because you're talking to yourself in a bad way. You're taught to be negative. You're taught to defend that negativity, and it's called being realistic to everybody else, right? They go, oh, that's just, you're not being very realistic. You're being delusional. The only people that call you delusional and you're not being realistic are the broke sissy faggots at the fucking bottom. Oh, I said the word. Oh no, I said that word. I said the F word. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not worried about what somebody thinks of me. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you don't like it, that doesn't change the fact that it's the truth. Like the truth is the truth. This is it. There's no animal out there that gets up and shit talks itself. Somebody's going to argue, well, it's just an animal. Well, then why is the animal happier than you and doing more than you, more productive than you, more creative than you, and literally has a better life than you if it's just a dumb fucking animal? Because it doesn't have the capacity for stupid thoughts. Like, you guys, you're taught to compare down, not target, right? You're taught to compare down because it makes you feel, well, I'm doing better than Tommy down the street because, I mean, he's really fat and he just got divorced and he drives a 17-year-old minivan and my minivan's only 12 years old. It's better than Tommy. Like, that's how you guys are taught. But you need to target up. You guys are afraid to target up because it makes you aware of your own inadequacies. Those inadequacies are what tell you that you're not where you want to be, because otherwise they wouldn't be inadequacies. If it hurts and it stings, that's your subconscious going, you ain't where you're supposed to be, motherfucker. Step on the gas. What if every damn day you control the conversation? What if every day the one driving the bus was you? Like, I mean, everything, the dialogue, the conversation in your head, the movie, the pictures, like the images, the sounds, the feelings, the smells, all anchored to those things that create your physical world. Remember, all of the emotions around the thoughts that you have are what are creating the life outside of your brain. Like, follow me on this. Just follow me on this one. If what's going on inside your head is controlling the construction crew in your external world, right? Which is just a fact, and I'll prove it to you. You can sit there and go, it's not that easy. I never said it was easy. Listen, physics is simple. It's not easy. Once you understand it, it's applicable to a ton of things. But if your thoughts control the construction crew all around to build this external world, because everything in your entire world began as a single thought, everything. This coffee in my hand, if you're just listening, you can't see it. I picked up a clear Starbucks cup. It began as a thought for me to pick it up beside me on my left. It's a thought for me to put it down. You minimize the fact that thoughts are things and that everything you think about becomes. Because you just go, well, it's just this. Well, what if you went adding zeros to that one in your bank account and all of a sudden there's a string of seven or eight zeros? That's just a thought. Why is it any different that you go, I'm going to think and pick up this coffee cup, or I'm going to think and I'm going to manifest and create and sell and produce $100 million, $1 billion. I'm going to think and create a company. It just has more steps. But you guys will spend like a couple of hundred grand on a college education, get nowhere with it, and come out and work at fucking Safeway. I got nothing against Safeway. What I'm saying is, if you go to school for a world religion degree or a performing arts degree for 4 years and come out because you wanted the networking or college experience, which is a lie, by the way, it's a lie. The networking I've done outside of college, and I can say it because I've got my monogram looks like a fucking eye chart. I've got masters and doctorates after my name. Waste of my money. I'd rather have my time back. But my network is heavy hitters. Frisella, Elliot, Coolian, like Rogan, Goggins. These are fucking people that I know. The reason I'm saying that is my networking had nothing to do with going to college. It had to do with putting myself in rooms where these people were and getting to know them and giving them something of value. Which began as a thought. Oh, that's got to make you uncomfortable, huh? So if what's going on inside your head is really controlling that construction crew, just so we're clear, then you're the architect of every fucking. And it's exactly, I even wrote it down here on this piece of paper if you guys wonder why I keep looking down. Because I write this stuff down because my dad always said short pencil, way better than a long memory. So I just write stuff down. I kind of try and memorize a bunch of things. And my thoughts, my brain runs so fast. It's like a bullet train on fucking speed with a rocket engine attached to the back. It just goes. Even my wife is like, holy shit, you think fast. That is the coolest thing in the world. I just sometimes can't, technology can't keep up with my brain. If you can see it, by the way, well, if you can, let's see. That's a badass logo, huh? That's my Wolfpack logo. If you haven't seen it, that's killer. That's super killer. I had that made. Just the screen. So, look at this. The screen is so gross. It's covered in fingerprints. Cell phones are nasty. Anyway, you go like, okay, that's not real, Spartan. You're not the architect of everything in your life. You're not. So things in your life have happened beyond your control. Not true. Something in your life at some point in your life led up to where you are. You can always trace it back, but why would you take the time to do that? Just change your thinking right now. Really? Why are you thinking about something that has happened, trying to unwind it? Why are you trying to unring a bell? Ring a new fucking bell. Make something new. You don't like the house you're in, build a new one. You don't like the body you're piloting around this gravity-controlled environment, build a new one. You don't like the relationship you're in, build it better. Together. You don't like your relationship with your kids, look in the mirror, have a negotiation with your boss. But your thoughts, the precursor to every single thing in your life. Oh, it's not that simple, Spartan. Cool. I'll help you out. Do this then. If it's not that simple and it doesn't work and that's not realistic and your thoughts don't become things, here's what I want you to do. Go 30 days telling yourself on repeat, nonstop. All day, every, write it down, put it in fucking notes. Literally make a video of you saying this and just watch it at least 100 times a day. All day, tell yourself that you're going to die of a horrible terminal illness. Do it for 30 days. And all you guys just went, why the hell would I do that? No way. What if it happens? If it happens on the downswing, it also happens on the upswing. Fact. Just to help you out with physics. Gravity works in both directions. It works on the way up and it works on the way down. Right? You are pushing against gravity. Gravity is pulling against you. Right? If I am warm and sweaty and my wife is cold, or the opposite, one of us is hotter than the other person. My wife's so hot, by the way. Physics is always like that. If I'm standing on the ground is also pushing up against me. This is how the world works. Everything works in reciprocity. Like your thoughts. Your thoughts are the architect of the most amazing shit in your world. The problem is when you were a child, you believed it. When you became an adult, some other adult fucking beat it out of you. You catch it like a disease. Whoever those people are in your life that got you to stop thinking about your possibilities, I'm going to give you two words. Fuck them. It pisses me off. I would rather still believe in Santa Claus, even if somebody else says you're full of shit. Because if that belief caused me to create and become something better, why would that belief hurt me? It's not. Things work in both directions. Like, the problem is this, you guys. You've had decades of training and practice in the wrong direction. You've had these indoctrination camps called schools. You've had these people called negative motherfuckers. You've had non-believing parents and uncles and aunts and sisters and brothers and people around you. They're telling you nonstop to be realistic. Realistic doesn't matter. What you believe matters. Don't believe what you believe because someone else wants you to believe it. Believe what you believe because you believe it's going to happen. And then fucking do it. Here's what's going to happen. When you start to take control of your thoughts, and I'm going to tell you how to do it because you are the driver. But here's how it's going to feel. And I'll be very honest with you about this. You don't like it at all. Here's what it's going to look like for most of you when you take the wheel, right? When you get behind the wheel and you've been a passenger to your own mind for this long, it's been decades. Here's what it's going to look like. you get behind the wheel and you're on ice. Windshield is fucking blacked out. You know, the radio is on full blast. It's 105 degrees outside and the heat's broken and it's cranked. The seat is covered in splinters and thumbtacks, and the kids and the dog and the cat are all running around inside your fucking car, banging around into everything. And somebody else's radio is beside you, and there's a big rig swerving around you that you can't see, and you're losing control on the ice with bald fucking tires. That's how it's going to feel. But at least you're driving. You're going to feel spun out of control. So what? You were out of control already. You were lying to yourself that it wasn't your fault. But the problem is, when you take control of the wheel, you instantly turn on accountability. Well, that's uncomfortable as shit. Because now you get a big knot in your stomach going, fuck, I'm responsible. I don't like this. And most people deflect and give it back to somebody else. But the minute you go, it's because of that, you absolve yourself of all control and capability to change the situation, which means somebody or something else is responsible for your one life. What are you doing? What are you doing? You get to do this once. You better grab that wheel and demand you wrestle that motherfucker into submission until that car goes exactly where you want it to go. I had doctors telling me I wasn't going to live past 9 months, 18 years ago. Fuck you, doctors, if you're the ones that said that. I have people that literally line up. I had a patient come up to me. She was a friend of mine, really dear friend of mine, and her sister had been diagnosed with something. $34,000 pill for a chemotherapeutic drug. She needed six of them. $34,000. Are you fucking crazy? She didn't have the money. Do not tell me that disease isn't about profit and corrupting your mind to make sure that you feel the lowest and weakest of yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to go to your mirror after you get off this. If you listen to this entire thing, you get to this point, go to your mirror, look at yourself, and every day just keep going, I'm a fucking badass. I am a motherfucking badass. Me. Look at you, you fucking gangster, savage son of a bitch. You have no idea how unstoppable I am. You better get the fuck out of my way because I'm going to mow you down. That's the kind of conversation you want to have with yourself every day. And then you want to stack wins and keep sticking points on the board. And everybody that doubts you, burn them to the fucking ground and scorch the earth, because the only person that can stop you is you. 18 years ago, they said I was going to die. Nothing they can do. You're never going to have kids. You're never going to have this life. You're never going to do this. My parents, I love my mom and dad so much. They gave me such great work ethic. And when I was a kid, I hated my childhood because I thought they were so strict. But they trained me right. And my dad passed away 12 years ago. But mom, if you're listening, I love the shit out of you, because you raised me in a way that allowed me to become everything I am, even though at the time I didn't believe it. Because I didn't know what you were doing, and you didn't believe what you were teaching me. But you still taught me to believe it. And I love you for that. I wasn't expecting that. Anyway, my mom's 80, so. That's my mom, right? The point is, you are surrounded by people that either want you to win or are telling you it's not possible to win and you're only going to lose. You have to decide. But who you believe is up to you. What you tell yourself is up to you. And the minute you actually understand that the one behind the wheel is you, it's going to scare the shit out of you. But it's the most liberating thing in the world. Because when I sat there in an ER waiting room for 3 days, listening to them tell me that they can't find me a surgeon or a doctor, and nobody can do the surgery, and you're going to die. And at that point on day three, I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom, and I had to piss in fucking bottle, and my wife was bringing me food, sitting there watching her husband die. People lined up in the hallways up and down, tents outside. And I knew that there's like, we're going to have to fly you out of state. And I knew if they put me on that plane, I was going to die. I knew for a fact I was. And I stood there and I said, thank you, God. And I listed off all the things that I wanted to have happen as if they already had. Thank you, God, for making me a juggernaut. Look at me. I am a fucking juggernaut. You have any idea how unstoppable I am? Bring it, motherfucker. Thank you for the best surgeon in the world. Thank you for giving me 50 years with my wife. Thank you for making my business so huge and generating tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Thank you for allowing me to reach the world and change the world, scorch the fucking earth, and leave people better than when I found them. Thank you for giving me the ability to convey my message and change the world in a way that makes the world a better place. Thank you for making me unstoppable. Thank you, God, for making me one of your angels. Thank you for giving me your message. Thank you for turning me into this unstoppable fucking machine. And I sat there and I bawled my eyes out. 10 minutes later, that's when they said, "Hey, Trevor, yeah, just letting you know, your ride for your surgery tomorrow at noon is going to be here in 10 minutes. The surgeon that did the work on me is the best in the United States. If I would have believed them, that wouldn't have happened. My wife had just left. I sent her a message right away after that happened. And I said, get the kids. I'm getting surgery tomorrow. I kissed my wife before they put me in surgery, and I handed her my phone. You guys know the story. And I said, you just film everything no matter what happens. And before I even remember coming out of surgery, there's a couple of things, just so you know, that I remember. One is I saw myself in a giant room. I don't care how you take this. This is my fucking world. You all live in it. I saw myself in a giant room. It all looked black and white. There was a giant nurse. And she said, I don't know what's going on. This one keeps trying to sit up. And she kept trying to shove me back down, and I kept trying to sit up. That's all I remember. But I saw myself from a third person looking down at this guy on the bed. Me. In a giant room full of very still bodies on a bed. So I don't know if I died. I'm not dead now, which means I'm not dead. And when I opened my eyes, my wife said the first thing I asked for was my wedding ring. Who you are is exposed in times of trial. Your concurrent thoughts define your life. When I got out of that hospital bed that day and I walked around that room still mentally foggy from the anesthesia, missing a lung, tubes all over the place, I've never missed. I'm in control. But fuck, don't think I'm kidding when I say I'm an angel for God. I am the most powerful thing in the world that you've ever met. Why aren't you? Why aren't you? See, your thoughts are holding you back, and you can take it any way you want. You can think about it any way you want. You can doubt it and go back to thinking everything you're thinking right now. But the question you want to ask yourself is thinking what you're thinking right now and doing what you're doing right now getting you to the life that you want? And you already know the answer is fucking no. So why are you doing it harder? Doing more of the same thing and waiting till something different happens is fucking insanity. It's also stupidity, especially when someone goes, here's the solution, do this. Holy shit, the reason I created the Spartan Army, the reason I created the Wolfpack is because I got tired of watching people burn their one life to the ground chasing excuses for where they are instead of thinking like a child with the power of an adult and the vision of a child going, I know I can get this. And the power of an adult giving them the horsepower to never stop until they get it. You've been beaten down so badly by the people around you, you don't know which way is up. I made a society. I made a community where people can come in and be safe and dump all their fucking baggage, and we help sort through it and pick you back up and make you a savage fucking beast and a millionaire all at the same time. And if you don't want to be a millionaire, that's okay. I'll still make you a beast. I have a coaching program, fitness only. It is $997 once for the rest of your life, and you get this. I do this every Saturday. I drop mindset calls like this every Saturday live. You pay me $997. You never have to pay a trainer again. You get workouts beginning, or you get beginner, intermediate, savage motherfucker like me. It doesn't matter. I've got all the levels. I never miss. They're real. They're not some weird PDF. We hand you a nutrition template that works for you. $997 once. Nobody does that like I do. You want to know the real thing behind this? 5,000 spots. That's how many I have. And people hear that and they go, oh, that's so many. I promise you they'll be taken faster than you think. 5,000 spots. This is the first time I've ever talked about it live. 5,000 spots is what I have open when I'm at 5,000. 5,001 is going to be 10 grand. $997. It's the most ludicrous thing in the world to not go, how the fuck do I join? I don't care. You don't have to train with me. You can train 5 years from now and you still never pay. You're still part of the program. Nobody coaches like me because I want you to win because I serve you, but I'll be damned if I do it on my knee. I'll lead from the front and I'll get gritty and dirty, but I'll keep showing you the way to do it because I'll lead by example. So you want to know, this is how I got control of my thoughts because I was just like you. I was just like you. I'd shit talk myself and doubt the transaction and go, fuck, I hope they buy. I hope I make money. I hope this works. I just want to make one more sale. I had no direction. I hope my marriage doesn't fall apart. I hope my kids listen to me. Fuck, I hope that this cancer doesn't do what they keep telling me it's going to do. I literally would run this gambit in my head of catastrophe after catastrophe. And guess what my life did? It fucking burned to the ground. It got to the point where I ended up in a hospital bed where they took out a lung. I don't get another chance. The next test that I get is an example for all of you because I won't be here. So you want to know how this works? Now you're driving, you're on the icy road, you can't see shit, it's a blizzard, the kids are bouncing around inside, the heat's on, it's 105, it doesn't matter, you feel like shit, you can't control your car, but you're driving. Fucker, you're driving. Now you're driving. You don't get to sit there and look at the wheel and wonder where it's going to go. Now you control it, you suck at driving. Now here's what you do. You start with one thing. One. I don't care what it is. What does your bank account look like? Start there. What does your body look like? Start there. Pick one. I don't care. What does your marriage look like? Start there. What does your opinion of yourself look like? Start there. One thing. I mean one thing. If you go, my wife, I look at my wife and my wife looks at me with nothing but adoration and love. My marriage is amazing, connected and beautiful. She's my best friend. And I'm hers. And it's bright and strong. And we are always back to back. Always the same team. That's your one thing. And then you think about this. What are you wearing? What does it smell like outside? What's the color of the shirt? What's the sound? What's the music in the background? What's the temperature outside? What are you wearing? You have a Rolex on your wrist? What does your hair look like if you have any? I don't have any. What's your wife doing? What does her hair look like? Can you smell the shampoo that she used? What shirt does she have on? What pants does she have on? What shorts is she wearing? What shoes do you have? Where are you? What does the grass look like? What does the house look like? You think of every fucking detail that you possibly can. I mean everything. And then you start going, how do I feel? You only tell me, hear me say this, because you want to anchor emotion to that vision. See, your life becomes your vision. So you better make that vision a good one. Most of you guys have these impotent, shitty visions and wonder why your life sucks. So you just sit there and you think, what do I feel? Think of the joy and the excitement that it feels when you wrap your arms around your fucking wife and she does the same thing to you and you guys just, it's like you're glued together. What do you feel? What does your heart feel like? What are your lungs doing? Lung, if it's me. What are your arms? Are they tired? I'm squeezing her so tight. Did you get your nose tickled by her hair because it's windy outside? Every detail fucking matters. You guys erase the details and wonder why you don't get anywhere because the universe goes, fuck, I don't know where you want to go. You give me these vague ambiguities and you wonder why you don't have it. I don't know. I just want to be rich. How rich? I don't know. I want a lot of money. How much? You want to start with money? You take your bank account. You take your app. Well, I don't know what it is, whatever bank you use. Open up the app, look at the screen with your bank account on it, whatever it is, and if it's got $900 in it or if it's got $9,000 in it, I don't care. whatever it is, but whatever number you want, that's what you see there. And you stare at it and you count the zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You just count them all the way out. And then you go, how does it feel to open your bank account and see that all there? How does it feel to open your investment account and see it all there? What are you wearing? Oh, see, always the same. Where are you? What car are you sitting in? What bank are you at? What is the person at the bank talking to you about? What coffee is sitting in front of you? What jewelry are you wearing? What's your hair look like? Is your spouse beside you? Is your dog waiting in the car? What's the weather outside? What shirt are you wearing? What does it smell like? What day of the week is it? Details matter. You can do this for anything, but take one thing. These people they give you so many things to think about. No wonder your brain fucking just goes nuts. But here's what you do with that one thing. You write it down on a piece of paper. Stop with your fucking notes on your phone. If your phone craps out, you're screwed. And then you're going to blame technology. You have a scapegoat if you don't do it. Write it down on a piece of paper. Shove it in your pocket. Take it on a little tiny notepad. With those little rings on it. Stick it in your pocket. Stick it in your pocket. Keep it in your car. Like literally glue that shit to you. You take it out every day and you read it. If it starts to fade, write it again exactly like that. But all the time, literally 100, 200, 300, 400 times a day, just keep reading that. Here's when it counts. When you have a negative thought, you do two things. When you start doubting yourself and you start shit-talking yourself and you start coming up with reasons why it's not going to work and you use the word realistically, believe me, everything inside me wants to tell you to ball up your fist and punch yourself in the eye as hard as you can, but that's not going to help you at all. So instead, you take that little notepad, you open up the notes on your phone, whatever. It'll become so automatic that you won't need that anymore. Trust me when I tell you what you're going to do. And you start doing, you have a choice, push-ups or burpees. And all of you guys went, oh, give me a fucking break. Enjoy failure. I like my fries fucking crispy with ketchup. It's exhausting giving people the answers and having them doubt. I make over $1 million a month in our company, my wife and I. We started with nothing. I'm fit and strong. I am a fucking juggernaut. I am an angel for God. And my wife is the most beastly, sexy human being in the world. And my marriage is incredible. It's beyond love. I adore my wife and she adores me. We're on the same team. My kids are fucking amazing. I love the life I'm in. I love this beautiful big ass house I live in. I love the world we have, the clothes I have, the brand we've created, the mindset we have. I go to bed and I wake up going, how can I scorch the earth today by changing everything for the better? That's all I think about. And it all has to do with you guys. If you listen to this and you go, give me a break, I'm not for you. Go back to being a miserable fuck until you're ready to change, then come back. I'll help you. But if you're not willing to do everything, this isn't a conditional thing. Unconditional means unconditional. I'll help you out. This is what people do. They go, I'm unconditional this, I'm unconditional that. And usually it's on one condition, not unconditional. The one condition is either that you don't get better than me, or that other people don't see me doing it, or that my emotions don't feel good moment. None of those matter. Unconditional means regardless, doesn't matter. The world's on fire, nuclear bombs are dropping, you're still doing the same fucking thing. That's unconditional. I am unbuyable. You couldn't buy me away from my wife and my family. I don't care. That's unconditional. Give me all the money. You gotta leave. Nope. You can't fucking buy me. That's unconditional. Are you unbuyable to yourself? Are you unbuyable to your emotions? Or do your emotions buy you? Do they come in and write the check when you're feeling shitty? They write the check and say, it's okay, here. I'll write you the check for you to sit on the couch and lose yourself in Netflix. I'll write the check so you can go and instead of having freaky wild sex with your wife, you can fucking rub one out in the dark by yourself. I'll write you the check so you can sit there and drink and escape the life that you're creating. Are you viable? Are you fucking viable? Because unviable means there's nothing that'll come into your life that'll sway and change your direction. And all you see is your vision. And all you do are the things that are going to take you there. Nothing else, no matter what. That means you're unviable. So what you do is anytime you have a negative thought, anytime you start shit-talking yourself, anytime you seek approval, or acceptance, or you're desperate for anything other than your vision and what you want and that one thing. It's that one thing you're thinking about all the time. It's not one thing until it doesn't work. If you have to think about this one thing for 6 fucking months till this sinks into your head, you've had 10, 20, 30, 40 years of practice and training the wrong direction. The scene overnight, motherfucker. One thing. And you open that little pad and you start doing push-ups over that one thing and you just read it and burn it into your skull. You start doing burpees. Scream it out loud. I don't give a fuck. If you go, well, I can't do that. I'm in a suit. I'm at work. I'm at church. Leave church. Go into the, right? Outside. Go into the foyer. Do your burpees and your push-ups. Here's how long. People, how many do I do? How many do I do? Till you stop thinking dumb shit. Till you can't feel your arms. Till you're huffing and puffing so bad, people wonder if you're going to be okay. Then go back. You might do this 20 times, 30 times, 50 times a day. At first, I told you. You got bald tires on ice and you can't see where you're going. That's how it feels to be behind the wheel at first when you control your own thoughts. This is how you start controlling the things that go through your head. Just to work, so we're clear, nobody controls your thoughts but you. You've just become a bundle of conditioned responses to your environment and to everything that happens. And when you see something, it triggers a chain of thoughts and a cascade of things that go through your head. And most of the time, none of them are going to benefit you. When you control your thoughts, you go, this is my world. You all live in it. And then you get to work building it. So that's what you do. One thing. And when you have that one thing locked in, when you have that one thing dialed in and you literally, you have it, you already know, and you have it. You fucking have it. It's in your hand. And you have it. You've won. You've got it. Do the next one. But now don't do one, do two. See, you guys are starting with too many things. I got these 50 goals I'm going to hit. Why did you hit any of them? Why does your life look the same this year as it does last year? You want to win. You want to get to where you want to go. Listen to what I'm telling you. You don't, I'll be here when you're ready to win. I got to go. Never miss.